Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a man called ultra versatile, poetic, and capable of relentless invention. That was bassist Lauren Cohen with the tune Crossings off his 2015 album Home to begin this brand new episode of Neon Jazz. Over the course of his career, he has etched some quality jazz with the likes of Monty Alexander and the legendary vibes man Joe Locke. Originally from Chicago, he moved on to New York City in 2012 and has jumped right into playing with the very best in the jazz craft, and he's staying busy on a nightly basis. Lauren is a very soulful cat, and it was very evident in a recent interview with Neon Jazz that he possesses not only a playing prowess, but a wisdom that is refreshing. This is what he had to say about the inclusive and exclusive nature of jazz these days.
Fortunately, most jazz is very exclusive. Most jazz today alienates people. They don't relate to it. I believe that this music, when it's the best, anybody will relate to it. And both Joe and Monty, power of their performance, they're going to bring people in. They're inclusive. So I've been lucky to share the bandstand with guys that understand that.
Lauren has literally globetrotted around the world to bring his expansive array of expressive devices that always focuses on moving the crowd and getting to the proverbial heart of the matter at hand. Along with performances, Lauren is currently pursuing his master's in music at the Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College. And on the heels of his latest album and the quality it possesses, there will be much more from where that came from. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Mutual Musicians Foundation in a city of fountains digging jazz for decades and decades, baby. From the Parisian days of Pendergast to the growing ways under Mayor Sly James today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you all the jazz that's fit to print, baby. And with KC on our minds, we give you the 1986 tune Sho' Thang from the great Bobby Watson off the album Love Remains.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino. Thank you.
That was the very talented Canadian sax man, Alex Steen, with his quintet with the tune My Pal Al off the 1993 album Caitlin's Waltz. As a mainstay on the Canadian music scene for years, he's played and recorded with the best around. Gil Evans, Kenny Wheeler, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Harry Connick Jr., the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. He has gone on to have a career full of awards and recognitions that he is very worthy of. From the horn of legendary sax man Bud Shank, we go next on the show. Here he is with the tune Mutual Admiration Society. Man, what a cool name that is.
This is New York City jazz organist Brian Charette, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was Indianapolis-born trumpet player, band leader, actor, and composer Bob Sherwood with the 1942 tune Elks Parade. He is well known for his appearance in the 1957 movie Pal Joey and was a regular performer on the Red Buttons TV show in the 50s. He was also the host for the ABC game show Quick as a Flash. These cats knew how to wail. Here's the Modern Jazz All-Stars next on Neon Jazz with the 1964 tune Sister Sadie off their album Done Live in Tokyo.
Thank you.
That was pianist and composer Francois Bourassa with the 1998 tune Chamberette off the CD Cactus. In a 30-year career, he is another contemporary Canadian jazz cat on the international stage as a symbol of constancy and the evolution in jazz. This cat throws many challenges at himself and his colleagues to a growing circle of fans that he's played for years, legions of them. Speaking of the many fans and the prolific amplitude to boot, here's the very cool, versatile, and storied Chet Baker with the tune Summer Samba next on Neon Jazz.
Steve Ragazzi, bass player, you know, the guy with the ponytail. Please, do your best, listen to Joe Domino's Neon Jazz. It is a gas.
Had myself a ball in Monterey. Had myself a ball, boy, in Monterey. Cats were singing and swinging every day. Lambert Hendricks and Miss Annie Ross. Lambert Hendricks and Miss Annie Ross. Took care of business and Coltrane, he was boss. Mugwin was there, I don't mean Mulligan's too. Morgan was there, and I don't mean Mulligan's too. Jerry was whaling, Andre Previn too. Arnett Coleman, he was way out. The MTQ, they were no slouch. Just when I thought I would have a beer, Cannonball Alley played this here. Russian sang with Ellington. They blasted like atomic bombs. We had great bands and a whole lot of fun, but we miss old Diz and his things to come. Now, Helen, Humes, and Witherspoon, they could do no wrong. I also dug the trumpet king, the one and only Louis Armstrong. Monterey. back next year. Monterey, Monterey, I'll be back next year. Yes, I'll be back, 'cause things really happen here.
That was the great jazz and blues singer and bassist Clarence Horatio, or as the world called him, Big Miller, with the 2002 song The Monterey Story. This Sioux City, Iowa native was steeped heavily with the Kansas City blues style over his career. During his younger years in Sioux City and in Topeka, Kansas, he studied the trombone before switching to the bass. His proximity to Kansas City influenced his style, and his first full-time professional job was with the great Jay McShann and his orchestra. From there, he became a bit famous as a blues shouter, whose vocal force was powerful enough that it could be heard in an auditorium with a big band behind it without even using a microphone. Those are some serious pipes. From the shouting to the composer and all-around prolific jazz talent, here's Anthony Braxton next as we travel on in this episode of Neon Jazz. Here he is in 1976 with the song Cut One off the CD Creative Orchestra Music. We'll be right back. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was the man who is the bassist of choice for jazz legends like Herbie Hancock, Jim Hall, Andrew Hill, and Michael Brecker, Mr. Scott Colley, with the 2007 tune Fiend Total off his CD Architect of the Silent Moment. A man with deft fingers on both the sax and the flute. Here's James Moody back in 1973 with the song Good Sense Humor Man off the CD Sax and Flute Man. Thank you. Again, that was James Moody with the tune that nailed his vibe, Good Sense Humor Man, circa 1973. From the streets of Red Bank, New Jersey, and he would go on to see the world. This is the prolific Count Basie closing the proverbial curtain on this hour of music together. This is the tune Singin' the Blues. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of prolific notions, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
In a house, man.
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. Request a song, just give us a shout out. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.